Broadcasting live. From the chicken wing capital of the world, Buffalo, New York. You're listening to the Marketing Above All podcast. Your source for all things, well, marketing and total world domination. This is Marketing Above All, and this is your host, Michael Tasner.
Hey there, and welcome to episode 178. Today's topic is all about the social media that you need to execute for a new business. Again, this is our continuation in a multi-part series of marketing a business from scratch and using a child care center as an example. So social media is a very, very broad topic. But the good news is we're going to focus on social media 101 initially and really laser in on what social media makes sense for a business that isn't even open. So how can you garner essentially free leads and free opportunities for a business that isn't even open? So what I love about doing social media for a business that hasn't even opened is that you really get to build it however you would like. And what I mean by that is you can set the tone, you can be a lot more creative, and really a lot more raw with what you're putting out there. So if you were opening up a childcare center, and let's say now you're 5 months out, so now we're starting to get a little bit closer to really starting to gain people starting to enroll or put down deposits, things like that. I would like to see you focus on one or two social media channels at first. Now, there's a lot of information out there that says, oh, you've got to be on every channel and you've got to go broad and you got to be everywhere. And part of me agrees that, yeah, you've got to eventually be all over the place. However, with a new business and a somewhat limited amount of content, it's almost close to impossible. So if you wanted to go on Facebook and Instagram and TikTok and Snapchat, LinkedIn, Twitter, YouTube, all those different channels, you need to localize the content for each particular channel. So there's only certain content that's going to work well on TikTok versus Snapchat versus Instagram versus Facebook. And in good conscience, I couldn't advise you to put all of your eggs in that basket. You're working with limited resources. And it's not even just limited resources by way of money, but more so time. You can outsource it, but it's just not one of those tactics that initially, until you start to gain some good steam and you start to be open and have more fodder that you can put on social media, that it would make sense. Now, if you're opening up a business that there is a ton of other fodder initially, then it could be a different story. But even with that, one to two channels is my recommendation to start with. Facebook is really the main platform to this day. I don't see that changing anytime soon. Every time that I thought that it was going to change a little bit, it really hasn't. Other platforms have came and gone. Yes, there's platforms like Snapchat and TikTok. I mean, TikTok's exploding. But just because a platform's exploding doesn't mean you need to be on it. If I was opening up a childcare center, I would want to be posting things that were visual and fun. So I would focus on Facebook and Instagram. Those would be my top two channels. Now, when we talk about advertising, I'm going to have you start to do some stuff with YouTube because it's the equivalent of running TV ads for pennies in the dollar. But initially, Facebook and Instagram are the top two that I would suggest you move with. And what you're going to do is you're just going to start to formulate a light content strategy to start to engage with people in your community and your area. And the way that you do that is simply by putting out helpful, authentic, engaging content. Recipes, fun activities, scavenger hunt things. Like, what are all the different things that parents can be doing? And you want to be using relevant hashtags. So you want to look at some of the different hashtags that you could be using. Very, very easy to find different hashtags. Very, very easy. Right on Instagram, you type something in and you start to see how many different people are using it. And it can really start to move you in the right direction. So you'd want to be posting coming soon. You'd want to start posting maybe some giveaways, some raffles. Once you've got your logo, which you already hopefully have, you could start to do some fun t-shirts, mugs, stickers. Start to look at how you can start to cultivate a following on Facebook and Instagram before you're even opened. And what you're doing is you're building up that anticipation as the dates get closer and closer and closer. And when you start to get ready to take deposits, because you know that you're going to be open by XYZ date, for example, because certain permits and you've done the licensing and all of those things that you know for certainty that you're going to be open, as an example, that you can then start to take those deposits and enrollments. But what I'm looking for you to do is just to start to build your followings by just giving great content away and also doing some fun giveaways. People love free stuff. They love swag. And even better, if you're giving away swag that has your logo on it and fun sayings and things like that, it's only going to continue to get your message out there. You're not constantly pushing and pumping your brand. You're simply providing value and you're communicating. And then you can continue to do some collaborations from the episode yesterday of looking at partnering with some of those mommy bloggers, some of those mommy Facebook groups. And maybe they're going to do a little shout out. And then all of a sudden that drives a couple hundred more people to your Facebook page, for example. Most of the people are way too weak when it comes to promoting and cultivating a Facebook page. It just is one of those afterthoughts that you post content once a month and you've got a few hundred followers, but you really don't do much of anything with it. Those days are over. Those days are over. You're going to get out there. You're going to set up and focus on up to two channels. I'm even okay if you're only focusing initially on Facebook. All of your eggs should go in the Facebook basket. The only nervousness that I have there is having all my eggs in one basket. But as long as you're following all the different rules and things like that, you shouldn't have any issues. But you want to make sure that you're setting up these platforms and these channels with all of your branding elements that you created a couple of weeks ago. So if you haven't listened to the branding episode, re-listen to that so you're using the right fonts and things like that on your graphics and the colors are right and the imagery and the logo placement. So you're not just slapping stuff up there, you're strategically putting stuff up there. You're strategically out there creating value, using good hashtags so that you become more and more well-known in your local community and you associate yourself with everything relating to parenting. Because I promise you that as you get closer to launching, that pent-up demand will drive hard enrollments to your center. Hope you enjoyed today's episode. As always, thank you for listening. Tune back in tomorrow for the continuation. Michael Tasner signing off. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Marketing Above All. Now get out there, make a change, and take some action. And hey, don't forget to leave a 5-star review and tell all your friends this is the greatest marketing podcast ever. 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 We look forward to seeing you here tomorrow.